Alex, I'm making this video for you to explain and the information that I have. My name is Ray Bates. I'm in Jackson, Mississippi. I've been several places in the world, but mostly in the United States. In 1966, I was given a name by the Holy Spirit, under which I performed for many years and performed with some of the better known artists of the day. I worked on Bourbon Street in New Orleans for the first year and a half after I got my name. What it was a fire act and a rock groups. And from there, I went to Miami and New York. I had a studio in New York and lots of well-known artists and people that I came in contact with, a lot of artistic association with various groups. Not all well-known, but a lot of them. The Ray Bates name was only known by one person, which was Freddie Fender, who was in my band for about a year and a half. And Freddie knew Ray Bates, but nobody else did. I've tried to call you and leave that name, but since there's no way to vet the name, no one called me back. In my days of performing, I did some pop festivals in 1970. I had encounters with the likes of Jimi Hendrix, played with bands such as Steppenwolf, Three Dog Night, and so forth. I got involved with politics in 1970 when I played with Ted Nugent at the Miami Fronton. And one of the Collier brothers, who owned a place called The Image in Miami in 68 and 69, until the Jim Morrison incident kind of put them out of business, which I don't want to go into all that because it would take up the whole tape to tell you all these various groups that I have worked with. My fire act, which you'll see a little bit of in the video that I've sent you of the Road to Armageddon. You'll see how I costumed and where Kiss got their idea, because Kiss rehearsed in my studio in New York City under the name of Phoenix until they saw my act, and then they changed their name to Kiss began with the painted faces and the fire and so forth. But anyway, that's just a few of the people that I've worked with through the years. Anyway, the main thing I want to talk about is a video that I've written on called Gasahol. Now, this is a guy by the name of David Bloom that put this together. I have all the books that he his sales, and I have the plans for making and producing this Gasahol. The ATF, of course, will try to shut it down. But the main thing I want to say is David Bloom has been working on this project for years and years. He presented it to Barack Obama before before Barack was installed the first time. And the reason I say installed, because my two good friends, who are both dead now, thanks to our government, was Jimmy and Kenny Collier. Anyway, they wrote a book called Vote Scam. In 1970, Ken tried to run for congressman against Claude Pepper in Miami. in Dade County and those surrounding counties. Well, he got the money from the Fronton concert that Ted Nugent and I did. So that was the beginning of them using the computers to do the voting, to count the voting. Well, what Kenny and Jimmy found out on his run for against Pepper was he was actually leading Claude Pepper until all the power went out. And then once the power went out, he when it came back on, Claude Pepper was leading, and by quite a substantial amount. Well, they found out that all the computers from the Registrar of Voters in Miami went to the basement of Biscayne Bank in Miami. Now, Janet Reno was the Attorney General for Dade County at the time. She later became Attorney General for the state of Florida, and then, as you know, Attorney General for Bill Clinton once he was installed. And the reason I say installed is because once they were able to get the voting programming for the computers in Florida, they branched out to California, Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, and Massachusetts. With those six states, they first started in San Francisco. They programmed from San Francisco under the name of CES, Computer Election Services. They later sold it and there to New York City under VES, Voter Election Services. And they were the ones who programmed those six states. Now, those six states gave them approximately 140 electoral votes for any presidential election. They're all programmed there in New York City. And so, and with that, they automatically only need about another 130 electoral votes from other states such as Nevada, which I lived in for a number of years and know about their Sequoia Pacific machines, which has no paper trail. And none of these states that have any paper trail, it's easy for the Democrats to program the machines to come out the way they want. Anyway, the other thing that I'd like to say about the voting business is, okay, the other thing that I wanted to mention was what we found out, or what Kenny and Jimmy found out in their research for the vote scam book, The Stealing of America, was that the Watergate incident was one reason. The Republicans had found out, or Nixon had found out, that the Democrats had some new thing that they were trying to win their elections with. Well, that's the reason that they sent the plumbers in to take out all of the files from the Democrat headquarters, because they were trying to figure out what it was that the Democrats were up to that they had heard the rumors about. Well, of course, they didn't find out about the vote scam situation, and so consequently, they got caught in the act of stealing all those files. But it was because they were looking for the Democrats' program, or what they were up to in the stealing of America. Well, the other thing, when Bill Clinton was the first one installed after George Bush, and the reason he was installed was because they knew of his communist ties. He had gone to Russia for a year before he came back to America and they got him as a governor of Arkansas. But as soon as he became president, they took 1,000 FBI files. And when they did that, when they took those files, they were able to get something on about 90% of the congressmen and the senators and other important people in the government, so that any time that anything bad came up about Clinton, they could use the information that they had from the FBI files to make sure he didn't get tossed out of office. That was just one of the other sidelines that they did, and they still have those files, and they still hold them over anybody that's there from those Clinton days to make sure that their guys don't get trampled on, and they can get away with anything that they want to get away with. So anyway, that's what I know about the vote scam. I have Jimmy's book. It came out in 94, and Jimmy and Kenny, and they both were put out of commission by, well, the last time I saw Jim, I stayed with him a few months before they moved to Florida, and then he died from their injections. But they had tried to kill him by running into his vehicle with men in black and their big heavy SUVs that they tried to kill him in a car wreck, but that didn't work, so they just poisoned him like they did Ken. Anyway, now I want to talk about the gasohol. Now, we know that just a couple of years ago, Barack Obama went to Brazil to talk with them about buying their gasoline. Well, gasohol, Henry Ford may have been the criminal or the bigot or whatever he was, but what he did was when he came along with his Model T Ford, he was running it on gasohol. Gasohol does not need to be made from corn. There are many things out there, even cattails will make a better grade, will give them more ability to operate. It runs about 90% of what gasoline does, but since John D. Rockefeller came along and he wanted to sell his oil and his gasoline, he got the government, which he owned about half of them by that time, to bear down on the gasohol, on the gasoline, so that he could sell his oil, and made Henry Ford and all those automobiles that followed, made them to use gasoline instead of the gasohol that was that Ford had made out of his beets and his sugar, all the sugar products, which is much easier to you get a lot stronger and as much use out of that. Plus, the other thing about the gasohol is that you can use it just as you do natural gas. It gives off a vapor. It doesn't give off carbon, and you can use it to cook with, to heat your house with, or to do any other things that gasoline can't do. But to go into real depth about that is to say that or has begun to convert their cars, their carburetors, to burn. In fact, they're manufacturing automobiles in Brazil with the ability for the automobile to use the gasohol, because they have all sorts of vegetation to make this gasohol with. Anyway, that's why Barack Obama went down there, so that he could make a deal with them to buy all the gasoline and ship it, or all the oil and ship it to America. Of course, he gave Soros the $2 billion after sabotaging the Gulf so that they could take their deep sea drilling rigs to Brazil, so, because Soros owns about 50% of the petrol gas. Anyway, that's what that was all about, him going to Brazil. The thing about gasohol, not only can you use it in your home and burn and use it for heating or cooking, which the reason I really think this is important is because if we should have a EMP, the electromagnetic pulse, hit America, or if they should detonate a nuclear device well above America and knock out all the electricity, this would still get the American people would be able to get have a way to heat their homes in the winter and do their cooking and provide light. On David Bloom's video, he will explain all of this that I'm saying in great detail. If you open it after 500,000 miles, it'll look like a mirror in there. You don't have carbon. It gives off just vapor. And that's why you're able to cook with it and keep it in your home an open flame. You don't need all that oil. But you see, the OPEC would have never come into existence if John D. Rockefeller hadn't got involved so he could sell his gasoline, and we wouldn't have to be buying any of it from any foreign nation. There's enough kelp growing on the Mississippi Delta to power the nation for an entire year. You can use all sorts of vegetation to make this stuff with, and I'll explain to you how you do that and what you have to do in order to use it on the highway. Yeah, of course, it takes about $125 to $150 to convert your carburetor to burn this stuff. You get about 85 to 90% power. In other words, if you're getting, say, 35 miles to the gallon now, you'd get about 30 with this gasohol. And that's And plus, your engine, instead of going 50,000 or 100,000, might go nearly a million miles before it wears out. The only reason you need the oil, which is for lubrication and not for burning as a gasoline. It would cost about $1 a gallon to produce this stuff, and there's a couple of different designs for making. There's a small steel for it and a large steel for making about 1,000 gallons. Small steel maybe 50 or 100 gallons. So this stuff could actually save America and would have saved America, and we would have never had the problem with gasoline or oil from OPEC. Would have never come into existence if we'd have had this stuff all along. However, with corrupt governments and corrupt people, this is what you wind up with. The other thing that I need to mention is our little video that we put together, The Road to Armageddon. There's a few songs on there that Alex might be able to enjoy and get some insight from. For instance, I think that when we're looking at 2012, December 21st, 2012, we're really only looking at an astronomy or an astrological situation, because we're passing from Pisces into Aquarius. If you know anything about astrology and astronomy, then you know that how the Earth goes clockwise around the Sun, and the Sun goes counterclockwise around the pole stars and so forth, and it takes 25 uh, and uh, 25,800 years to make a cycle. Anyway, that's what we're really facing. Also, another very important point is that the Christos, when they appear, appears near the very beginning of each age. So that means that we have one due to appear fairly soon. And that's why we put together this Road to Armageddon. Plus, we're expecting a couple of major wars like World War III and then the Battle of Armageddon later. And that's just some things that came to me and why we're trying to put these little videos out. So feel free to use any of that that you feel like you'd like to use, if any, when you play the video or play the little CD that we put for the one song about, mostly about 2012 and a little bit after that. Anyway, that about concludes what I wanted to say. You can call me if you like, and I'll speak with you. You'll see me on the video as Satan, which is what I used as my name back when I was performing from 67 to 77 and performed with a great number of people, and they never knew my name, Ray Bates, or except for Freddie. Yes, they didn't really know Israel Jones. I used that name a couple of times in a couple of newspaper articles and a couple of magazines that happened to quiz me, and so I just gave them that name because it was a combination of Israel and America, and that's why I chose those two names. But anyway, my phone number, 601-421-4667. If anyone would like to talk with me further on any of this subject, because it does, the Gasohol thing does require some things that I thought about and how we should try to implement it if we have time. Of course, we're running out of time. So anyway, that concludes my little talk. So God bless Alex and your endeavors, because I know you've got an awful lot on your mind. You've brought a lot to the public, whether they accept it, whether they don't. Same way with me. It's just something that I felt like I needed to get to you. And if you want to use any of it, or you may know more about this stuff than I do, but I've been around for a long time following it. And so God bless Alex and all of his helpers. Thank you, and have a happy holidays.